Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios and coming to you with six great questions as the Vikings look to bounce back from a loss to the Bears and beat the Packers. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from John in Costa Rica. I can't remember the last time the Vikings faked a punt. Have they been that conservative as a team, or were the latest attempts that forgettable? No, John, you're not forgetting anything. The last time the Vikings faked a punt, it was 2004. It's 2014, but the Vikings went back to the old tricks. They executed their fake punt against the Bears perfectly. Andrew Sendejo got around the edge. Great blocking, great setup by the Vikings. Not sure if we're going to see more of them or not, but with the way the Vikings executed that one, it wouldn't surprise me. Brian in South Dakota asks, is it possible Teddy is too laid back? I don't really sense any urgency from him when we're down and the clock is ticking. I think, Brian, you're being a prisoner of the moment. Teddy has been great under pressure, cool and calm and collected. That's what you want your quarterback to be. He already has three come-from-behind victories in his career, and that's only in six starts. So I love the way Teddy operates when the game is on the line. The game in Chicago did not come out our way, but with Teddy under center, we're going to win a lot of close games. Our next question comes from Terry in Phoenix, Arizona. Do the Vikings need to take a look at moving Matt Khalil to offensive guard, or what can be done to get something going offensively? I think Matt Khalil has actually played a lot better than a lot of people give him credit for, but I will say this, no one on the Vikings offense can be pleased with their performance from Chicago. The Vikings did not have one drive with more than two first downs. That's something that cannot continue. So they have to find ways to improve. I don't believe a position switch for Matt Khalil is the way to do it. The offensive line needs continuity. Making a whole bunch of roster changes and position switches is not the way to gain that continuity. I think those guys got to keep working together. We have a young team, particularly on offense, and the more those guys can play together, the better they'll get. I expect big-time improvement from the Vikings offense this week against the Packers. Our next question comes from Tristan in Cleveland, Ohio. What makes Harrison Smith such a good player? I think the biggest thing for Harrison Smith is his versatility. He does a lot of things really well, and that's a big-time trait to have in a Mike Zimmer defense because he likes to do so many different things with his better players. Look at how many different things you can do with Anthony Barr. You can line him up on the defensive line. You can line him up at linebacker. You can rush the passer. He can drop into coverage. Harrison Smith can do those same things. He can play in the box against the run. He can drop into coverage and intercept passes. He can lay big hits on receivers and jar the ball loose. So Harrison Smith can do a lot of different things well, and that's what makes him such a good player. Our next question comes from Greg in Idaho. Looking ahead to next year's draft, what position needs the most help? I think it's far too early to already be looking ahead at next year's draft. Remember, we have six games to play. We don't know which guys are going to be on our team. We don't know which juniors are going to declare. So I'd like to play the rest of the games and figure out the draft later. Our last question comes from Marty in Red Wing, Minnesota. With Green Bay scoring 50 each of the past 2 weeks and having scored 42 on us earlier, how do we go about stopping them this time around? Well, the Packers, as Marty has said, are coming off a couple of 50-point outputs, so it seems like an overwhelming task, but I think Mike Zimmer and our defense will have a few tricks up their sleeve. We gave up 35 points defensively to Green Bay last time at Lambeau Field. I think it's going to be a different story this time around. Our pass rush is going to get going again. We didn't have any sacks last week at Soldier Field. That has to change. And I think Xavier Rhodes and Harrison Smith are going to be hungry for more interceptions. So hopefully, as hot as Aaron Rodgers has been, hopefully we can disrupt their rhythm. Maybe we can even get a victory. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we're going to be back next week. So please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and don't miss Vikings and Packers Sunday at noon. We'll see you next week.